Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 663. If you'd like to have a copy of it at the end of the program, let Sharon know. Let us know also whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including the postage and handling. Got some music. I've got letters and a strong, powerful message from the Lord. You know, people that are preaching the gospel today, they can be accused by the secular world of all, every kind of smutty thing on the face of this earth. And it's just incredible. But we have to just stay on to preaching the gospel. What I do my day is like I get up and I bring a message. And then I rest for a while longer and I get up and then I bring another message. And then I rest for a while and get up another message to put on tape. Many days I bring three messages at a time, and then I have to seek the Lord on what messages I'm going to bring. It's like Jesus, even to this day, you hear them bringing all sorts of false accusations against him, because the Vatican, the devil, is desperate now, and he's throwing everything, including pots and pans and the kitchen sink, and everything at people that are preaching the gospel, because he knows his time is short, that Jesus is coming back to earth again, and he, Satan, and all the people that follow him, and are doing everything they can to fight Christian works, they know their souls are going to hell. And so they're desperate, and they make every kind of accusation. I mean, they make me busier than a cranberry merchant just before Thanksgiving and Christmas. Really, that's just, and I never go to warehouses or anything like that. I don't even know where the warehouse, if you asked me to go to the warehouse, I wouldn't know where it was or anything. I stay in one room. We have, they say that I live for years now in mansions. One of them was a place that I paid $6,000 for in Dyer, Arkansas. This is where Susie was raised as a little girl. It was all boarded up, and there was grass. The place didn't even have a bathroom in it. They had to use an outhouse. I bought it for $6,000 and fixed it up, and I put a bathroom in the bedroom. We broadened the house and then put one just off the kitchen and then a half bath upstairs. There never was an upstairs. We bought one of those spiral staircases that go up into the and put a second floor on it. And it was just kind of like a triangle type room where you just had to mostly duck your head in most of the places. It was a $6,000 house in Dyer, Arkansas. And some of the brothers helped remodel it and everything. It was just, but, you know, it all of a sudden became a mansion, the Alamo Mansion. This is Vatican for you. This is what they, this is what they have. Crews of rotten, sniveling little people that like to make people's faith, they try to make people's faith break. But they have not broken me, and they never will, because I know in whom I believed, and I am persuaded that the Lord is able to keep me until the day where he's going to judge everybody. And the people that are accusing me, many of them have never been here at all. They said I'm a tax cheat. Well, really, they railroaded me into prison. And this Chris Belcher, who was the prosecuting attorney, had they hid the books, the evidence that would have shown for sure that I was innocent. They hid them, and it came out later after I did all the prison time that the books were hidden. That would have completely shown that I was innocent. And they say that I'm living in a one-room place. The whole place is a mission, and it's a school where children are taught, including some of the people's children that live at the church. And I live in one room there just off the office. I can hear the people talking in the office and everything while I'm trying to pray. And I am praying, and then I'm reading the Bible. And they try to make it look like I'm doing a lot of different things. But this does not bother me because I have the assurance from the Lord. Because the Lord and I talk on a regular basis to each other. He says, don't worry about it. Just keep preaching my word. And if people want to believe these people, then let them. Like there's a couple of girls. One of them, well, he was flirting with boys in the school, passing notes and everything. And I don't allow that. Because ours is a church. And she said she didn't like my country crooning. Well, I sing a lot of pop and semi-classic music, like I'll Walk with God, and that's not country at all. I sing everything from country to pop. I've even done some rock. I've done, as a matter of fact, I had a hit record under a rock. It was considered soft rock. And I do semi-classic, and I can even sing opera. And so they say his country type singing. It's just ridiculous. And I'm a tax cheat. What they need to do is focus, if you want to talk, and then they accuse me of pedophilia. There isn't one female that I've ever had anything to do with that is underage. In the eyes of the Lord, I'm preaching the Bible, what the Bible says, and that really irks people that the Lord did. I was talking about Rebecca, who got married when she was 10 years old, and her, it's in the Bible. That's what I'm preaching, is the Bible. I'm also preaching in possibly today on being a eunuch and celibate and everything like that. That doesn't mean that I am, but just because I preach what the Bible says, they accuse me of doing all these different things. So people have to believe who they have to believe. If you believe in the Lord that these things that I'm saying from the Bible are true, well, then you'll be saved. If not, you'll be damned. That's just the way it is. Like it or not, that's the way it is. No man can serve two masters. You can't say I'm of the Lord and then be battering, trying to batter God's word because you're going to pay for it. Right now, let's pray. Father, I pray that you will pour out your blessing on today, right now, on this message, this program. Open the windows to heaven and let it be the message that will win thousands or hundreds or millions of souls, whatever. You give the increase. I just preach your word. People say that I'm a polygamous preacher. Father, you know that. I've rarely preached about polygamy. The only time I really do is when I see people going to prison because they're practicing something that you okay. Now, it may be very sinister and evil to people, but just like hell is to them. But that's where they're going. And they will find out on the last day that they've been sent strong delusions. You're allowing these things to happen to test me, to see if it'll swerve me from preaching the gospel. Lord, I don't believe that you have any worry with me whatsoever that I'm going to stop preaching the gospel. So, Lord, open up everyone's mind, their heart and soul to receive what you're saying to them rather than rag sheets, the news media, which is absolutely controlled by the Vatican. The Vatican is desperate now because they know that I've got them on the run. They're the ones that are trying to make everybody seem evil but themselves, when in reality they're the ones that have been murdering people. You stated that they're the mother of every evil sin on the face of this earth. Every abomination. Now, an abomination is a very evil sin. So they're the mother of every abomination on the face of this earth. There are hundreds of thousands of cases where the priests in that cult are molesting little boys, 4 years old. Now they're taking, in a good church, they're taking the children away from the parents. This is unconstitutional. It's totally against the Word of God. And there isn't, it's just so obnoxious that it's very hard to find words other than the Bible to tell how evil this one world government is. And if it weren't for the news media, they would not be able to accomplish what they've done to deteriorate the United States of America and also the world. Now, we have a thing from, I'd love to show you this, to the people of the world today, Father, about how a preacher that's very well known has been preaching against the Vatican also, but when he began being persecuted for it, he backed off and apologized to the Vatican, the Antichrist. It's amazing that this man has any followers any longer. All along he's been preaching the evils of the Roman Catholic cult, the city of the seven hills, and then all of a sudden he's apologizing to them. Can't you folks see how evil this is? He's apologizing because of this McCain that's running for president of the United States. Actually, president of the United States is like a job that I would rather be a shoeshine boy than to be president of the United States. That's what I think about. They're lower than a shoeshine boy. I would rather be a shoeshine boy and shine people's shoes than I would to be president of the United States under the powers of Satan. I wouldn't vote for any of those people. They're all phonies, every single one of them. And McCain just got through saying that this Reverend Hagee, he doesn't agree with him, but he will not renounce him if he backs him up. I don't play politics. Reverend Hagee does. We'll do something, Father, on him. Lord, I pray that souls will be saved and the church strengthened, and that Satan will be bound, because he said, whatsoever is bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that you'll bind Satan, rebuke him, and close every door to him. And Lord, that you'll open every mighty door to us in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. Now here's our, I'd like to say, our country choir and orchestra. They were saved. They said that they snuck off and were embarrassed and snuck off. No, they weren't. The federal government, under the command of the Pope and Mr. Bush, the father, came up with guns and bullets and told them to get off our own property, or they were going to put bullet holes in them. Can't you people see that all these false accusations are coming from the Vatican and the Vatican's news sheets? Well, anyway, here's our choir, the Tony and Susan Alamo Christian Choir and Orchestra, to sing for you and play for you. Lo, sinner man, where are you going to run to? Praise the Lord. Did that sound country to you? If it does, well, you're not a connoisseur of music. I have my favorite music before I became a Christian was jazz. I used to be in the hangout in the jazz places out in Greenwich Village. And I used to go to Basin Street East, which a long time has gone, and down in Birdland, I used to go down there. And people are accusing me of being interested in money. I have to keep saying this because these rag sheets keep saying that I'm trying to build some kind of empire for myself, and that so I can live sumptuously. Like I said, I live in a one-room place, one room, and the whole rest of the place is used for office and living facilities for others and a school. And, you know, they just have been saying this, the $6,000 house that we lived in was a mansion. This is your news media to make it look like I was a tax dodge. I wasn't interested in paying taxes when I advertised in the newspaper that anyone in Fort Smith that would like to exchange tax bills with me, I'll gladly do it. Now put up or shut up. And not anyone took me up on it. They said I'm an accused rapist. Who accused me of raping them except Susie's daughter? She was as big as a blimp. And she was obnoxious. And I even had her put in the Sylmar detention home in Los Angeles because she kept running away and she was underage. And she also was taking drugs heavily. And I've never been ever interested in more than one wife. That's it. Susie and I were married for 17 years. I never had more than one wife in my entire life. And as far as an accused polygamist, if I was a polygamist, there's nothing against it by the law of God at all. That married to people when they're still children, ridiculous. And that I had something to do with temper. There's just ridiculous to even read these accusations. Let's read some letters from people that love the Lord. Where's the first one from?
From Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
It says, "Dear Tony and all the great people who support your great ministry, first of all, I would just like to say we hear you very clear on a very nice radio station, WGUN 1010 AM. There is also another one, but this is the main one I like to listen to, my favorite, because I also listen to Brother Stare on this station."
See, we're blanketing the whole earth. We're on the air everywhere I am, everywhere in the world, I'm told. And we have a response list, and we're distributing literature everywhere in the world that I know of. And we have a congregation of over, just that we know of, just on the internet. It ranges from 90-some thousand to 250,000 people. And so that's a little bit more than the Pope. The Pope had 30,000. First they said 40,000 people listening to him and cheering him on. And I have over 100,000 people. This last week it was 97,000 people in my country. That's not bad for a, child abuser and so on and so forth. I take better care of children than anybody that I know on this planet. Okay, so keep reading.
"I also listen to Brother Stare on this station also, who is also one of my two favorites, you being the other. I agree with you wholeheartedly and full, not only on the evils of this system, but also how hypocritical it is also. As the saying goes, you can fool some of the people some of the time. You can even fool all of the people some of the time, but you can never fool all of the people all of the time. The money is almost worthless. This is the way the evil institution will fall. Signed, Rono from Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, that's real good. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you can fool people, and many people have been deceived by liars, and that's why they lie. They want to stop my voice on the air, and they can't. And they'll never stop my voice until I go into the kingdom of heaven. Now go ahead and, is there another one?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
From Veracruz, Mexico, it's translated from Spanish. I congratulate you for having literature so enjoyable where salvation is preached through Jesus Christ. This is why I'm requesting, if possible, for you to send me a big package of material to evangelize in this port of Veracruz, Mexico, where the seed of the gospel is needed to be sown. Thank you for your kind attention, and I hope to receive said mentioned material for God's glory. Can you also please send 10 Bibles to give to the prisoners? I would appreciate it. If it isn't possible, I still thank you. Respectfully, your servant, Juan Martinez from Veracruz, Mexico.
Praise the Lord. It's wonderful that people recognize the true word of the Lord. And, you know, there's so many people that do not know it. They don't agree with God. And the Bible says, believe on what God says, and you'll go to heaven. But if you don't believe what God says, you go to hell. And the Lord told me to tell the people in the world, all those that listen on my radio program, that if the people don't stop harassing that church in Texas, that God will take their firstborn, just as he did the children of Israel that were in Egypt. And how that God had Samuel cut Agag into pieces because he took the firstborn and the children of women away from them, and now God is going to take the children away from the people that are trying to prevent people from getting saved by lying about my ministry. And they're entitling these different articles, Tony Alamo, barely legal. Well, if I'm barely legal, then I'm legal. All right? But is the Vatican legal? Why don't you people, if you're not of the Vatican, of Satan, why don't you attack the real people that are evil like the Vatican? Now, John Hagee used to do that. And then all of a sudden, when he was confronted that he might throw the election for McCain, because he was endorsing McCain, which I don't endorse any of, because I know they're all nothings. They're a bunch of nothings. They're media hype is what they are. But he immediately recanted, not caring whether his congregation would ever believe him again, and stated that he apologized to the Vatican. He apologized to the Antichrist. When God said that that Satan sits in the city of the seven hills or mountains, and that's Rome. And why this man would do this to jeopardize and to prostitute his name so badly is beyond. But I've known him to be very, extremely unscriptural. And yet he's a good talker, just like Hitler was and everything, and people just seem to love to hear him tell his funny little jokes. But, you know, the gospel is not a joke. And the Lord never called people to be comedians. I don't see that in the Bible. There's court jesters that are with people that are not of the Lord. But never has God ever called comedians to do his work. Hagee, you're a nothing. You're a very bad person. Do you have an article about him here?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Pastor apologizes for anti-Catholic words.
So he's apologizing to the Antichrist cult in Rome. And everybody is against me because I won't apologize to Satan. And so they make up all kinds of stories about me. If you want to believe them, then go ahead and see if you're not going to hell in the lake of fire. All right? So they say, well, I'm some kind of Bible thumping, and all I do is sing country music and all. Every kind of lie that they can. That I'm living in a mansion when I'm really living in one room. That I'm married to underage girls and I'm raping people. If I was married to so many women, why would I have to rape anybody? Amen?
Amen.
And at my age, my God, I would be, you know, lock me up quick, everybody, before I do something real wrong. Oh, my God. They say I'm sarcastic. Yes, I am, because you people are such fools. And we're not to call people fools that are not fools, but the Bible says that a person, I'm going by God's judgment, a person that doesn't believe in God and fights, it is a fool, the Bible says. Okay, let's hear this article.
John Hagee, an influential Texas televangelist.
Yeah, he influences people, but the wrong way. Then what?
Who endorsed John McCain.
Well, I would never endorse any one of these people that's running for president. As a matter of fact, I don't recall that any apostle, that Jesus or any prophet or any apostle endorsed any secular person. Because we're at enmity with one another. I'm telling the truth about them and they're slinging mud at me because I will not kneel down or apologize to the damn devil. And he is damned to hell. And you are now as well. Then what?
He apologized to Catholics Tuesday for his stinging criticism of the Roman Catholic Church.
Oh my God. That right there, he came out of the closet. Now he's telling you what he is. I never heard of Jesus apologizing to anybody. Have you?
No.
Okay, if you're preaching the real gospel, I'm not ashamed of it. And I will not apologize for what I'm preaching of the Word of God. Then what?
And for having, quote, emphasized the darkest chapters in the history of Catholic and Protestant relations with the
darkest hit. They just murdered all those people at Waco. They're the ones that just took these kids away from their mothers. They're the ones that's bombed all these people and executed the orders. And the Pope comes in and talks like he's so weak. Can't you see that I could talk this way too if I wanted to be as big of a phony as he is? This man, Ratzinger, was one of the brown shirts in Germany. He was aiming at our planes he was an aircraft gun operator and was totally against us. And he did time, a little bit of time, for being a Nazi. Okay? So Nazis are now in control. Satanic, ungodly people are in control of the world. And what God has called we Christians to do is to be in charge of the world. And we're not to apologize to the satanic, evil Vatican. They are known for years, the Jews, they are our enemies, they say. They're the ones that murdered 6 million Jews and tortured them in concentration camps. And these monsters made lampshades out of their skin and tore babies out of mothers' stomachs. They're up to the same thing now. And naturally, you wonder why they're saying all these evil things about me. All I'm doing is preaching that gospel, you idiots. Okay? Now, you know, you can listen to every kind of evil thing that's being said about people that are really of the Lord, but it's in the Word of God. I'm preaching the Word of God. And this maniac is apologizing to the ones that are falsely accusing Christians. Just like Pat Robbins, I remember when we were just really knocking ourselves out here in Los Angeles to win souls, and we were winning them by the tens of thousands off of narcotics, off of drugs, and we were giving them a place to stay. And they're even accusing us that we have built playgrounds for young people, for boys and girls, and that I'm doing it because I want to have sex with them. No, folks, I'm not the one that has sex with young teenage and preteen kids. That's the Vatican. What they're doing is accusing people that are really of the Lord as what they're doing. Everybody knows that they paid $2 billion to these people that they had sex with, little boys and girls that they had sex with, and the attorney fees that they paid, $2 billion! Well, where did they get all this money? Is it from tithes and offerings? No. They actually run the government. When if you're paying your taxes, that goes right into their pockets. They don't pay taxes, but they collect taxes. During the time of World War II, they came to the United States of America, to the president, and asked him, look at Germany's getting big power, and now Japan has declared war on the United States of America. Now you want to declare war? Well, you don't really have the funds to buy tanks and bombs and boats and everything. These are the Vatican Bank talking. Say, we'll loan you the money. Do you want to build plants to make guns, boats, and bombs? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, how are we going to collect the money back? You know, we're a bank and you have to pay us. And so they said, the president says, we'll raise taxes. Well, who's going to collect the taxes? Well, we will, of course. Oh, no. The Vatican says, we'll collect the taxes. And so the IRS was born. That's a Vatican tax collection agency. They're the ones that started the wars, and then they wanted to know if we wanted to get involved. And when we did, they said they'd loan us the money, and now we're trillions of dollars in debt because of what FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, did and made a pact with the Pope. And this has been going on for all these years. And we're not, today, those of us that are living today, we're not responsible for that. For God's sake, I was just a kid back then. I was 7 years old. And I never started any war. And the government started, the government started banning, saying that we can't have beef. We can't have cigarettes, of course I didn't smoke. Can't have nylons because we're using them for parachutes. Can't have Hershey bars because we're using them for our troops to give them energy to march over Europe, and over to Germany. Oh, my God. And I told my mother, I says, these are our boys, right? They were over there. We didn't have any shortage when they were here. And now a whole bunch of them are being killed over there. And why is it that we don't have enough for us and them now when there's even less of them now? And she says, oh, that's just awful for you to say such a thing as that. Bernie, my real name is Bernie Lazar Hoffman. I'm Jewish. We're the ones that wrote the Bible, kids. And I found out from my wife, Susie, she was married to a guy that she found out later was a gangster. His name was Leibowitz. He was a boxer, champion boxer. And he also worked for the Pipe Fitters Union as a gunsel. Whenever there were problems with the union, they would send him to beat people up. And they also had him on these different barges that would go out and dump millions of tons of butter. Nobody could have butter because the boys overseas were using it. Hershey bars were going in. The movie stars and important people would get cigarettes, cartons as much as they wanted, nylons as much as they wanted. The leather had to be used overseas. And so here we're living in a community in Montana where it's the dairy belt of Montana, and the farmers were so afraid of this government. this anti-Christ government that is running the United States, that they wouldn't even give a pound of butter to somebody. I remember a guy gave a car away, one of his automobiles, for 3 pounds of butter. So this is the con artist organization that is running this government. And so they are taking people's children away. They're so bold now because you people are believing them that they say, your children are not your children. They belong to the state. Just like Hitler had all these brown shirts. He made rules and regulations that your children all have to go to secular schools so they could be properly brainwashed. And anyone that would not let their kids go to secular school, they'd take their children away. Well, guess what? They're doing that right now in Germany, and that will be happening right here in the United States real soon. If you're homeschooling your child, they are going to call that child abuse. That's what they're calling it in Germany right now. So the World War II was just a dress rehearsal for what they're doing now. They saw all the things that tripped them up then, and now they've got it polished really well. And they one of the deadliest thing to them is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So if they can make the people that are preaching the gospel not credible, well, then they have a victory. But that's why I'm so busy uncovering them. You may think that I have an overactive imagination, but I'm telling you the truth, and I'm telling it to you from the Word of God. The Rome, Italy, the city of the seven hills and the seven mountains, is Satan's seat. That's where the devil sits. And he is the false prophet. He is the controller of the beast, which is the one world government. And he's been given a mouth to downgrade anybody that's uncovering the steps of the Vatican. He had to have a church. Satan had to have a church, a government, and a mouth to mold people's thinking the way that they're doing today. Okay, so let's continue on here with Reverend, quote-unquote, Hagee.
Hagee's support for McCain has drawn cries of outrage from some Catholic leaders who have called on McCain to reject Hagee's endorsement.
Yeah, Taurus Catholic leaders. Like I was on the national charts with a song, Quiet Nights and Quiet Stars. It's an Antonio Carlos Jobim song. I was number 50 on the national charts. And the cash box kept getting threatening calls. We'll blow up your office. We'll blow this up and blow that up if you don't take him off the charts. So George over there told me, hey, sing under another name, man, you know, because your name is poison to these Catholics. Your name is poison. They say, they said in their own newspaper that I tore their church in half. That was over 23 years ago. They said it's half. Now there's barely anybody going to that cult, but they have political power. And they run the country, and all the people, presidents, vice presidents, all the staff of the White House, and the staff, and ministers, and TV people, and all that, these are people that they would lose their jobs instantly if they wouldn't do business, they wouldn't do business with the Vatican, and if they wouldn't hate who they hate. Namely, Jews and the N-word, blacks. Okay, let's hurry up now because I see we only have a few minutes left.
The likely Republican nominee has said he does not agree with some of Hagee's past comments, but did not reject his support.
Yeah, I'll take your support, but I don't agree with you about the Vatican. They say that because they want all the Vatican votes. Do you think that McCain or Clinton or this Obama would be able to be president or even be in the running if they didn't agree 100% with the Antichrist? They're running for the secular the unsaved government. And they have to abide by their rules. But you see, I'm not running for any political position. I'm not a politician at all. I tell it like it is. Even Obama's pastor said, he's not telling you the truth. He's always believed in Muhammad. He's not a Christian. We have pictures of him with a turban on. If you people don't believe me, that will be to your own hurt, not mine, because I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him. I know that God's going to protect me for pulling the rug out from underneath of these people, and I'm just doing it from the Word of God. Then what?
In a letter to William Donahue, president of the Catholic League for Civil and Religious Rights.
What has the Catholic cult got to do with the United States of America? I'll tell you what they do. They are the ones that nominate presidents. They're political. It's a political anti-Christ organization. There's no semblance of their church or cult being any part of the Bible. They're exactly the opposite of the Bible. Then what?
Hagee wrote...
If you don't believe the way they believe, they'll kill you. They'll blackball you. They'll railroad you into prison. They'll literally murder you. Then what?
Hagee wrote, quote, out of a desire to advance a greater unity among Catholics and evangelicals...
There's no unity between Catholics and born-again Christians. You can't have two masters. You can't be involved with God and Satan. You must choose either God or the devil. No man can serve two masters, Jesus said. That's Matthew 6:24. For either he will hate the one and love the other. Well, it's obvious that they hate God and they hate me for preaching the true word of God. And I hate them because they're liars. No man, Jesus said, this is God speaking, can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. I despise Satan. He's not my master. He is Hagee's master and your master, but not mine. You cannot serve God and mammon. Anything in this world that is of this world will be according to money. That's what Satan does from Rome, is he'll give you a position. It doesn't matter if you're a squirrel or a nutcase. He'll make you president. You can tell that Bush is nuttier than a fruitcake. And you can tell the Pope is as well. And fear not them which kill the body, this is Matthew 10:28, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him, which is God, which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. That's Matthew 10:28. So believe the gospel and live. Then what?
In promoting the common good, I want to express my deep regret for any comments that Catholics have found hurtful, unquote.
I don't believe that my comments about that cult should be thought of as hurtful, because my desire is that they get saved. And Reverend Hagee, quote Reverend, has just caused them to believe that they're right, that Satan is right and God is wrong. Okay, keep going.
Donahue, one of Hagee's sharpest critics, said he accepted the apology and planned to meet with Hagee Thursday in New York. Quote, I got what I wanted, unquote, Donahue said in an interview.
Well, Donahue knows better than to come and ask me to do something like that. I'll have no meeting with him or any other Antichrist news media organization or spokesman of the Vatican. Here's all these little children that have been raped and molested, and he's agreeing with that. Shame, shame, shame on you, Hagee. You'll pay for that. I don't believe you're going to heaven. That's for sure. I really, honest to God, do not believe that. And I'm not judging with my own judgment. I'm judging from the Bible. You can't walk on both sides of the fence. What are you idiots voting for anyway? Who is better than the other? That's all a bunch of phonies. Then what else?
Quote, he's seen the light and...
Oh, in other words, yeah, Hagee has now seen the darkness and he gravitated to it because he's of darkness. He said, Hagee also said that Jesus had different kind of blood than we do. It was the same human blood that he shed, and it says that he was like us in every way. Flesh, blood, and bone, human blood. You're a heretic, Hagee. I pray that somebody will wake you up before it's too late. You're going to have to recant on what you're saying in this article here, or your soul is going to spend eternity in hell. And don't forget who told you. Then what?
He has seen the light, as they like to say, so for me it's over, unquote. The controversy had threatened to pursue McCain throughout the campaign, potentially hurting his standing with Catholic voters.
Yeah, that's the authority. That's what it's all about. So you got to say whatever you got to say. Even this Obama's pastor said, he knows he's a Muslim, man. He's stayed in my church 20 years. I baptized his kids, and I married him and his wife, and he knew what I stood for, and now he's trying to make it look. He's trying to distance himself from me because he knows that nobody's going to vote, in their right mind, is going to vote a Muslim into office of the President of the United States. They have one of those Muslim flags flying over the White House. So he has to have con and weasel. It's just like every politician. He said, what am I doing that no other politician is doing? Of course we're liars. Then what?
A majority of Roman Catholics voted for President Bush in the past two presidential elections, critical votes in close elections. The letter came after Hagee met Friday for lunch in a French restaurant in downtown Washington with 22 influential religious activists, virtually all of them Catholics.
Of course, he has joined the Catholic cult to save his fat rear end and self. Fat. Then what?
Hagee has cited the Inquisition and the Crusades as evidence of anti-Semitism within the Catholic Church and has suggested that Catholic anti-Semitism shaped Adolf Hitler's views of Jews. Quote, in my zeal to oppose anti-Semitism and bigotry in all its ugly forms, I have often emphasized the darkest chapters in the history of Catholics and Protestant relations with the Jews.
They're even worse today than they were then, okay, Doopie? Then what else?
In the process, I may have contributed to the mistaken impression that the anti-Jewish violence of the Crusades and the Inquisition defines the Catholic Church. It most certainly does not.
It most certainly does. The Lord said that the Catholic cult is the mother of every evil thing that's going on earth. And it just goes to show, Hagee, that you don't believe in God. You don't believe His Word. God is the Word, and you don't believe it. And I'm going to have to continue this article later on the next program. But he's twisting words, and he's joined the Catholic cult. He thinks they're different today. Let me tell you something, Hagee. The devil never changes. God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and so is Satan. Satan is attacking our church. And you are saying that polygamy is of the devil, and just the same as homosexuality is. But you're a liar. You're of your father, the devil, and he's a liar and the father of it. All right. So my time is up, and it's time for you people that love to be informed as to what is God and what is Satan. It's time to pray right now. Sorry I didn't get to read some Bible to you, but it's very important for you to know who to believe and who not to believe. All right, so believe God, and thou shalt be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. So let it be known to God right now whether you are going to accept Him or reject Him. If you accept Him and Him alone, then say this prayer. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former guilty sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart and I invite you, Jesus, Father, and Holy Spirit, into my heart. Wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross of Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Your word says you'll turn no one away. All that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved if you repent of your sins and continue doing so. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. Now, just raise your hands up and thank and praise the Lord, and give him all the glory for your soul being saved. And share and tell our listening audience how they can receive a copy of this program, number 663.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas 75505. Or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
Praise the Lord. No one was ever ashamed of our ministry. What they did is they fell away because they couldn't endure persecution. Here's our choir. Many of them have gone now in our orchestra to sing and play for you the Hallelujah Chorus.